I want to document that for me. If you look at page 5 of your handout, on this whole subject of sin, page 5 of your handout, looking at the right-hand side of page 5, we're looking at a quote from the Eternal Marriage Student Manual, a copy written by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, 2003, page 259. And this is actually an article by Elder Dallin Oaks, who's one of the 12 apostles of the Mormon Church. He actually originally gave this talk during General Conference, and it's quoted here in this church manual, this part of the LDS curriculum. And it says this in the underlined portion. Questions like, where did we come from, why are we here, and where are we going, are answered in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And see, he's using the same outline we are. Where do we come from, why are we here, where are we going? Skipping down, he adds this. The gospel teaches us that we are the spirit children of heavenly parents. Skipping down. The council in heaven. Our understanding of life begins with a council in heaven. They're the spirit children of God. We're taught his eternal plan for their destiny. We had progressed as far as we could without a physical body and an experience in mortality. To realize a fullness of joy, we had to prove our willingness to keep the commandments of God in a circumstance where we had no memory of what preceded our mortal birth. In the course of mortality, we would become subject to death and would be soiled by sin. In other words, we're put in a situation where we can and do choose to sin, and so thus we're soiled by sin. Continue reading. Quote, to reclaim us from death and sin, our Heavenly Father's plan provided us a Savior whose atonement would redeem all from death and pay the price necessary for all to be cleansed from sin on the conditions He prescribed. You can be clean from your sins, but we're going to see there's some conditions we must meet. Next paragraph. Satan had his own plan. He proposed to save all the spirit children of God, assuring that result by removing their power to choose and thus eliminating the possibility of sin. When Satan's plan was rejected, he and the spirits who followed him opposed the Father's plan and were cast out. All the myriad of mortals who had been born on this earth chose the Father's plan and fought for it. We all were up there. We fought to one degree or another, some more than others, but we all fought, and that's how we got to be on this earth. So the Latter-day Saints are against sin, but they believe we must have an opportunity to sin, and everyone has chosen to be soiled by sin. And in fact, it affects the original sin. This whole idea that we're here, one of the reasons is that we must transgress or sin, and we must progress beyond that. The Mormon Church teaches that when Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden, or they prefer the term transgressed, that Adam actually made the correct decision. When Adam partook of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, Adam actually made the right decision.